Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Paracast newsletter is a weekly publication we send out to our listeners. And if you go to our homepage, theparacast.com, there's a big bright, or at least shaded, coupon there to subscribe. You don't have to pay anything. It's free. If you don't like it, you can unsubscribe. So go to theparacast.com and order it. Stephen Williams, of course, is a ghost investigator from Memphis. We're talking about the various types of paranormal experiences that people have, and Randall was questioning him. I just had one little thing to ask you about, Stephen, and that is, have people tried to put one over on you, try to fake it, Stephen Williams?
I've had some situations where I think people were having psychological issues and imagining things. I don't think it was intentional that they were trying to do any tomfoolery or anything like that. They just, you know, they were sincere in what they were experiencing, but there was really nothing there. So, yeah, I've run in a couple situations like that. So I'm blessed, and my colleagues are blessed with the ability. We can actually, I can, if I call a client on the phone, I can tune in to the energy that's there. So this is all about energy and vibration. I mean, you know, everything around us is energy in a certain vibration, right? Light is vibrating at a much, much higher frequency than a wood table or something like that. So I'm actually able, when I talk to someone, to tune into the energy and see if there's anyone there. Not in the early days, I was not able to do that. So when I had a couple of situations where we went to houses and there was really nothing going on there, I wasn't able to discern that before we went. But now I am. And also, another thing that's really interesting is that the Google cars have been around everywhere, and there's pretty much street views of any address in the U.S. So when someone emails us, and we actually have people fill out a fairly detailed questionnaire, that's another way to weed out people that are not sincere. But I'm actually able to get a street view and send it to my colleagues, and then I'm also able to read off of it and tell if there's any spirit energies there. And how that is possible, the only way I can explain it is there's kind of an energetic connection between us and that site. As we are talking right now on these devices we're holding in our hands that are being all this information that's and sound energy that's being created by our voices are being, you know, beamed by satellites here and there. So in a sense, it kind of is that same thing. We're just able to tune into a certain frequency that most people aren't.
Well, there's something going on. There's no question about it. What exactly is going on? That's a whole other question. But, you know, maybe we'll get into a little deeper into that a little bit later. Like what kind of ideas or theories that you might have on what actually is going on. But how about we go through maybe a couple of your favorite cases, like, and how it is that you came to join up with Kayla and Jennifer as well on your team?
Okay. I think one of my favorite cases, I call this the Henry House, and that was actually the house where I saw the little girl spirit. She ran across the doorway there. That house was very interesting because we were contacted. This is before I was working with Kayla and Jennifer. This is, oh gosh, back in 2007 or somewhere like that. Contacted by a family who was renting a house, and their little girl started, who's about 7 or 8 years old, started talking about this little boy named Henry, who she would see waiting for her at the back door every day when she came home from school. And she, when her mom asked her, what does Henry look like? She said, well, he's wearing capris, which I had to look that up. I didn't know what a capris are, but they're like short pants. And so actually this was a boy from like the 1930s. When I took a medium friend over there, she connected with him. the description that she could see, the appearance that she could see of him was he was wearing, you know, those short pants from that time period. But that kid, he was amazing because every time I would take people from my day job, my graphic design job, over there, he would interact with the equipment. So I would carry an EMF meter in there with me, which measures electromagnetic fields. And I would ask questions, and he would respond. He would make that meter light up or sound off. And then when I took children's songs from that time period and played that music for him, he just would make the meters go nuts. So he was there. Had a lot of interaction with him, and he was drawing so much energy from that house. Their electric bill should have been maybe $150 or $200, and at one point it got up to like $1,200. So he was drawing, and they had, you know, people from the power company come out. They couldn't find anything that was causing that. So he was drawing this tremendous amount of energy. He would slam doors. He would do this and that and move things. At that point, I did know how to rescue spirits. So I spent a lot of time trying to counsel him and help him let go and release and make that transition, but he never would. The night that I spent overnight there during that thunderstorm and saw that little girl, I was actually able to get her to come to me, her spirit energy, and was actually able to help her release. But the family moved out, of course, right before I spent the night there. And the man who owned the property had a house up on the hill right behind it. So he tore it down because I guess it was just too much trouble and was causing him too much money in renovations and utilities and so forth. So he tore it down, and I went out there one time about 3 or 4 months after that, and I had met a different medium at that point, and I didn't tell her anything about what had happened at this house. I just wanted to see what she could experience there. And so we stopped, we parked, we walked across the street, and the house was just a pile of rubble. They had taken a bulldozer and bulldozed it down. And what was really interesting was on the top of the pile of rubble was a chair. And I said to her, "Do you see anybody around here?" And she said, "There's a little boy sitting in that chair." So that's one of my favorite books that I've investigated. And I call it the Henry House.
That's pretty awesome. I'm seeing a picture of that in my mind. That would make an awesome photo or album cover or something like that. Now, when you say we, now had you already connected with Kayla and Jennifer at that point, or how did you meet them?
Here's my history. So I took those photos down the ghost tour, and then I met up with a lady named Shelley Sullivan, a lady named Michelle King, and they had a little group called the Ghost Stalkers of West Tennessee. It was just two people. So they eventually asked me to join them, and we started going out to started in cemeteries, actually, because there was, you know, we just didn't have any credentials or anything. So we were exploring, and then we started getting some invitations to do residential investigations. So Shelley was a very social person, and she just wanted to have a lot of people in the team, and it eventually got up to like 8 people, which is way, way, way too many people to do investigation work and get good evidence. Over time, those people dropped off, and then it came back down to me and one other person. And at that point, I met a medium, and the other person that was still left from that original team, he worked at the casinos down in Tunica, south of Memphis, and so he was rarely available. So she and I really worked consistently together for about 4 years. And at that point, I changed the name of the group from the Ghost Stalkers of West Tennessee to Memphis Mid-South Ghost Hunters, because that name really said a lot more about where we were and where we investigated. So that lasted until about 2012. And then we parted ways, and another medium showed up named Stephanie, and she and I worked together, just the two of us, for quite a long while.
We're going into the background of Stephen Williams' experience, getting involved in ghost investigations a lot more, and a lot more case histories to come up. So you're with Gene, and you're with Randall and Stephen, of course. You're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Now, notice, Stephen Williams, that Randall is a bit spiritual himself.
Okay.
At least that voice, he develops this mysterious echo that you can get for a buck, I think. It's $1 for the echo, Canadian, right?
Yeah, I would think that was about $1.99 maybe.
Where in Canada?
The dollar store?
No, what part of Canada?
Oh, I'm in Calgary.
Okay. I've actually investigated in Canada in Fort Niagara up there at one point. So I've been in Canada a few times and doing some investigation work.
Oh, yeah. There's some stuff that goes on up here for sure. I think we've got a ghost hunting team here in Calgary. Well, definitely. I mean, they're all across. I think every province has got something in it that people who are into this or the paranormal will find really interesting for sure. Morgan Knudsen from Edmonton has been on our show a number of times. And if you've never heard of her, you might want to check out a couple of our past episodes, interviews with her. Really interesting person. Yeah.
Yeah. One thing I do want to clarify is I am not a ghost hunter. I do not hunt people because in my mind, ghosts or spirits, I like to call them spirits rather than ghosts. They are people. They're just people without bodies. I do not hunt people. I actually try to rescue these people, these souls. Early on, you know, I had to call the group Ghost Hunter, Memphis, Mid-South Ghost Hunters, because that's the way people look for you on the internet, unfortunately. So now it's called Memphis Ghost Investigations, which I think really says a little bit more about what we're really about. And I just don't like the term hunter. So.
Oh, you know, that's very kind of similar to the way that Morgan looks at it. In fact, she calls herself an entity seeker.
There you go.
And and she feels much the same way. Her aim is to help people with their experiences. And she gets a lot of satisfaction out of helping her clients to deal with the experiences. I find that there's this sort of common thing with people who are involved in this kind of work, that they do get a sense of satisfaction out of helping in some way. Now, with your particular group, when you say rescue the spirits, I mean, you're not trying to bring them back to life here on this earth. You're trying to be able to, what exactly, give them the, open the door to the next level, the next realm?
We're kind of like spirit social services. So when we connect with the spirit energy in a home, we have the ability to hear their story. So there's a lot of counseling that's involved. There's a lot of psychology that's involved. And so what you want to do is you want to go in, you want to hear their story, you want to find out what's holding them here, what's holding them back. A lot of times they're being grieved by a loved one that doesn't want them to leave or, you know, is holding their energy close. Sometimes they're afraid of being punished because of what they've done here. Sometimes they're so attached to the place they grew up, they don't want to give that up. So our goal is to find out what's holding them here and then explain to them that, okay, you've been on a journey here, but there's something beyond here that's even better. You know, you can actually create a reality in the next dimension or next step up. People call it heaven, whatever. There's something better. There's more experiences waiting for you. Their vibration sometimes is so dense, and there's such a mental confusion there because they are just basically consciousness in an energetic form. But our job is to point them towards that next step up. And there's almost always loved ones on the other side that are nearby, but they're just not aware of their vibration and their presence. So we're kind of like bridges between this vibrational state and the next. So our mission is to investigate, of course, go into someone's home and determine if there actually is spirit activity occurring there. The second part of it is educate. So we not only educate our clients about what is happening, who's doing it, why they're doing it, but we also educate those spirit energies that we encounter as to their options, as to whether they have free will, so they can stay if they want. But who would want to stay if there's something better, you know, around the next bend or through the next door?
Now, when you say all this, you're assuming certain outcomes. You're assuming where they are, where they're going, and what their ultimate destination is. Now, of course, that, of course, basically relates to the religious conception of where afterlife is, correct?
No. I'm more what you would call, you know, I was raised in a certain religious dogma. But I take a little bit from that. I take a little bit from Native American, from Buddhism, from whatever. To me, it's a spiritual. It's more of an awareness type thing rather than any kind of something that's been described in a religion per se. To me, this is a journey that never ends. So I feel like there is something. I mean, in my experiences, I've connected with my parents from the other side through my medium friends who deliver messages that information that's delivered that they could not possibly know. So that indicates to me that there is something beyond this, and there is an awareness and a consciousness that continues. It's not based on religion or anything like that. It's based more on the understanding that there is more to this just from the experiences that I've had being involved in this kind of work.
Well, this brings up a question from one of our listeners, Farlig Gulstein. And we've covered a number of them already, I think, sort of in a roundabout way. But when you were talking about your experience with the medium, he's asking, so then how do each of you establish that you are receiving actual true information during communication? I mean, couldn't they deceive and provide false information about themselves in whatever way they like? So this one example was that the medium appeared to have information about you that they could not have known. So that's kind of one way. What other ways are there?
Again, I have to go back to my own personal experiences and the readings that I've had with my friends who are mediums in this area. They just bring in information that feels right to me. That's the only way I can express it. I mean, I am able to tune into energy myself too and make, you know, discernments about it. So there's a feeling about it. You know, you might go into a room of people and you might see a certain person and you just, you know, you're totally off with that person, or you might be totally attracted to that person. And over your lifetime, you learn to trust those kind of things. So that, I think that's what goes on with me. You know, it's just a, it's a matter of a lifetime of experiences and being able to discern correctly. I don't know if that answers your question or not.
Well, yeah, it sort of does. I mean, there's at least it's something. A lot of people go on their what they call their gut feeling or their instinct. Mm-hmm. And there's even some scientific evidence to back that in terms of neuroscience. It's not inconceivable that somehow intuitively or instinctually you're able to pick up whether or not you're being dealt with in a forthright way. Have you ever been deceived?
Let's go with that final question about deceiving in the next segment. Gene and Randall and Stephen, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Joe Biden, the apparent Democratic nominee for president, denied a former staffer's claim of sexual assault and called for the release of any potential records related to the allegation, except those at the University of Delaware.
No, it is not true. I'm saying unequivocally, it never, never happened. And it didn't. It never happened.
In a written statement issued just before the interview, Biden called the allegations, quote, complicated, and said women deserve to be treated with dignity and respect.
Believing women means taking the woman's claim seriously when she steps forward and then vet it. Look into it. That's true in this case as well.
The former staffer, Tara Reid, has asserted in numerous media interviews that she's filed personnel complaints with the Senate alleging she faced harassment in Biden's office. This is USA Radio News.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Jacques Vallée, you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, Randall has a further question as we continue talking to our guest this week, Stephen Williams. Go ahead, Randall.
Right, this still is one from Farla Goulstein, one of our regular forum participants, and he was asking if you have ever been deceived by an entity or, messed around with in this tricksterish way that you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, momentarily. Like I said, there was one situation I can remember where we went into a business in Midtown Memphis, and I was with a medium, and initially this energy that we encountered there appeared to be a little girl. And as we focused in on the energy, it shifted, it changed, and all of a sudden there was this really tall, dark energy in its place. So I think when you're sincere in doing this kind of work, and especially if you've been guided to do spirit rescue work, which is very important work from what we've been told, I think that there are higher energetic spiritual energies that are around you for not only for protection purposes, but they also give us a lot of guidance. Those types of trickster energies, they're not really able to pull the wool over our eyes, And also, I've got the ability physically to feel that energy. So it's not like I have to rely on some kind of instrumentation. I think a lot of times when these paranormal groups go into sites, and they get interaction going on with their equipment, especially if they go into places like prisons and insane asylums and those types of things, which seem to be really, really popular with these groups. I think a lot of times they're being messed with by a lot of low-level trickster-type, malevolent-type spirits that just get a real kick out of messing with them,
That's actually a really good point. I mean, if we assume that there is some sort of afterlife, why would the entity in the afterlife necessarily be much different than they were while they were alive? They are good people. They're bad people. We can't assume that every spirit we come into contact with then, if that's what they are, is going to be, simply lost and good and looking for, help from a good Samaritan.
True.
So Farlick, he asks further, along these lines, are there any non-human, he actually uses the word demonic entities that oppress humans? I mean, I imagine if you're doing this kind of work that you seem to feel, and that I get the impression of, to be on the side of good. You believe you're doing something to help, and if there is a side of light or a side of darkness, you come across to me as the kind of person who's trying to work with the good people. Mm-hmm. And I imagine equally there must be some negatives out there on the other side that are trying to pull these people away from you and keep them here or sway them to the dark side. Have you ever run into anything like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The craziest cases I've ever worked in are situations where people have done cult-type activities, where they've used Ouija boards or done spells and that kind of thing. And, you know, what is a Ouija board other than just a toy? It's basically a cardboard board and a plastic planchette. But the intent behind the use of that tool is where the problem comes in. And I've had a couple of cases where one in particular, I can remember a lady over in Arkansas became obsessed with using a Ouija board, and she would actually go home from work on her lunch break and do the Ouija board. And she drew in a dark spirit to her. She called me over there to work with her a couple of times. I spent the night in the house. But at one point, she and I were in the house alone, and this spirit did not, I don't think he possessed her, but he overshadowed her. It's almost like his energy kind of took over her energy field or came into her energy field. And that entity actually spoke out loud to me in a gravelly voice. And that was quite disturbing. But I just called in some assistance and it backed away. So
what did it say?
You know, I record every single investigation I've ever done. So I've got thousands of recordings and I would have to go back and listen to it. But it was just, I basically was saying, get out, leave me alone, that type of thing. So I don't feel like she was possessed. I just feel like she had kind of been overshadowed by the energy momentarily.
And this brings us to Farlig's final question. What are the dangers of doing the work that you guys do, if any?
I think if your intent is pure, if your purpose is to go and try to help not only the homeowners, business owners that are having these disturbances in their homes, but also if you have the abilities and the intent to try to help these earthbound spirits to release, I feel like I am divinely protected. In the beginning, you know, as I read things on the internet back in 2002 or 3 when there wasn't a whole lot of information, you always came across the St. Michael's prayer. You know, I used to say that prayer and I would wear crosses around my neck and this and that. But now it's just, I feel like I've done this for so long and I've never run into any kind of hurtful situation where I felt threatened to the point where I was going to leave or something like that. So I feel like there's protection that's provided for people who are actually in the work for the right reason or not trying to get a TV show out of it or something like that. So I never worry about going anywhere. And also I can read the energy. So that's very, you know, helpful.
Do you have any sort of a personal relationship with these protectors? And that doesn't go just for yourself, but also for your team. Do you get the sense that when you say you're being protected, that you've been assigned some people that are, or other spirits, entities on the other side that know what you do, and that when you guys go out to investigate something, that they are watching and they're with you?
Absolutely. You know, we all have guides, and I feel like our loved ones are around us too at times, but in particular, we have a guide who is a Native American Hopi guide. He's actually Kayla's guide, and he's been with her since she was a child. And he works with all three of us. So she's able to hear what he says, and he's very, very helpful and give us information. Also warn us about things, you know, if there's something particular we need to pay attention to before we get to a site or while we're at a site. He works with us. I also have a Native American guide. Jennifer has, she has several guides too. So yeah, I think we are assigned some assistance from the other side, especially when you get into spirit rescue work. And what's really interesting is we have a spirit rescue who works with us, and she's a little girl. I was involved in her rescue back in 2007 in St. Augustine, Florida. Her name is Alice, and she will appear. She's about 6 years old. She was someone that I encountered down there. when I met my friend Linda. Linda actually was the one who helped her cross and transition. But Alice started to show up around me at that point, and mediums would see her around me. And when we get into a situation where there's a child spirit in the house that we encounter and we need a little extra help, she'll either show up just automatically or we'll call on her. And because she has such a purity and innocence of her energy, children's spirits are very comfortable and relaxed when she comes around. A lot of times I'll just go with her immediately and transition.
And how long have you been working with Alice?
Since about 2007. If you go to our website and look on the homepage, there's a little depiction of her. People, mediums that see her around me see a kind of a golden glow. So that's a situation where she was earthbound. I told my friend Linda about her. Linda went the next night, helped her cross over, and then Alice started appearing around me. And then she would show up at rescues. We were doing investigations when there were children there. So that's a situation where an earthbound rescue actually became a rescue worker.
So we have to rescue this time slot because we have to break for a moment. That was another bad, 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 bad segue. Stephen, Gene, and Randall, you're in.
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is...
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We almost thought in the previous segment that Randall had been taken from us by some kind of mysterious entity, but then he returned. It's Microsoft's fault, that's all.
What happened to you in our last show? Remember that, Gene? You went all out right at the point when we said they're listening to us now. You disappeared from the whole thing. We had to do that as well. This time, I don't know if you guys had heard me or not there, but I was asking the question, Stephen, if Alice has aged since 2007.
No, she hasn't. I have encountered some spirits that I helped rescue in a house in Memphis that did age. And we were told at one point that children have the option when they cross over to grow up on the other side if they want to. So there was a house that I went into in Memphis in the Midtown area that had two child spirits. And it was the first time I worked with a new medium named Stephanie. And it was the first crossing that she had ever seen. And it was just a beautiful experience for her. She just bawled like a baby when she described what she was seeing. But that lady, about 7 or 8 years later, just contacted me last year. She had bought a new house, a different house in the Midtown area. She was having some activity, so we went over there, and I encountered two teenage spirits. We did, Kayla and Jennifer and I. And it was those children. They had come from the previous house momentarily, I guess. They had crossed over, of course. They were older. They were maybe 4, 5, 6 years older. That was quite interesting. But Alice chooses to remain at the age that she's currently at right now.
Fast question here, which gets to be kind of grisly, but I guess we have to cover it. When you are in a situation where more than the normal number of people are dying, and we think about now with the coronavirus, even though certain people say we were victorious, a lot of people out there are no longer with us. Do you feel any different sorts of energy? What?
Yeah, I've had a couple experiences with mass crossings. And one was at Camp Sumter, which is in Andersonville, Georgia. That was a Confederate POW camp during the Civil War. And I was down there with a medium named Rebecca at the time. We had been invited to go down in that area and do some investigations. And so we decided to check out Camp Sumter. And as we were walking through the battlefield, we had the energy of a soldier, a young soldier, approach us. And we talked to him, did some counseling, listened to his story, and we connected him with a loved one from the other side. And as soon as he transitioned, I guess others around there saw that, what was going on, and they just started lining up behind him. So there was a long line of soldiers that also did a crossing. It was kind of like a mass crossing there. So it was a beautiful experience. It wasn't, you know, anything tragic or anything like that. It was quite uplifting.
Yeah, that's got to be one of the most amazing experiences, to be able to do what you guys do on a consistent basis. I mean, after doing it for long enough, you would just become used to it, I imagine, just like, you know, people encountering, you know, maybe the occasional thunderstorm or something. It might be a little out of the ordinary, but they no longer think of it as being something that is kind of way out there.
Yeah, it's not paranormal for me anymore. It's, you know, it's quite normal. So I will sometimes be shopping at Walmart or our local grocery store here. And I will not be paying attention, because I'm open all the time, because I do spirit rescue work and I'm always available. A lot of mediums will shut down. They'll close off their chakras to where they're not receiving the information, but I stay open all the time. So I'll be walking through Walmart and all of a sudden I'll feel someone, you know, feel that tingling sensation. So I know that there's a spirit there who's following someone around. You know, it could be a loved one, or just could be someone who's attracted to that person for some reason. So, you know, and last year, one time, Kayla and Jennifer and I were going over on the other side of Nashville to help with family. Normally, we only travel within a 150-mile radius of Memphis. That's about a two-hour drive from Memphis. But there was a family that had some young children that were being traumatized by spirit activity over around Cookeville, Tennessee. So that was a 600-mile round trip for us. But as we were driving down the interstate and crossing the Tennessee River on I-40, going about 70 miles an hour, I felt a spirit get in the car with us. It was a male. And so I alerted. Sometimes I'm the first one that feels the energy for some reason. I don't know why. But so I alerted Jennifer and Kayla, and they both tuned in. They both opened up and tuned in. It was a guy from like the 1950s, and he had been searching for his mother. So I think what happens is when you're doing this kind of work, and there's almost like a light that's around you, like you're a lighthouse in a sense. And if spirits are in this kind of dark gray area that they describe they're in, searching, and they see a light, they're always going to go towards it. So I think he saw us somehow, got in the car with us. So we did some counseling with him, and then we connected him with his mother. I think she had always been around him. He just wasn't aware of it. So we were able to help him shift his awareness to her energy, to where he could perceive her. And then he was able to combine, their energies were able to combine in a sense, and she was able to take him on with her. So yeah, spirits are everywhere, and it's very normal for me.
One of the things that we'd like to ask people who are into exploring the kind of work that you do, spirits, afterlives, ghost hunters, whatever you want to call them, is whether or not the locations or the places they go or the people that you deal with, the living people, have also had any other type of paranormal experience. For example, seeing a UFO or alien abduction, anything like that.
Yeah, we come across that quite often. There's a gentleman over in Jackson, Tennessee, that we went to his house twice, and he's probably one of the most gifted, aware people I've come across in these past 18 years. And he's had UFO experiences. In fact, they're over his house all the time. You know, his friends see it, and a lot of people have witnessed it. So he's not only in tune to that energy, or there's some kind of connection between him and the ET type energies, but he's also attracts spirits to him. And he had a really interesting experience where he was alone in the house. He'd had some things happen. They'd seen a little girl's handprints in the window that was steamed up in the bathroom at one point, and heard her giggle and things like that. So he was in the house alone, and his cell phone rang, and it was his number calling him, and he picked it up, and it was a little girl, and she said, "Hello." And he said, "Well, who's this?" And he thought maybe it was some of his friends pranking him or something. She said, "Well, we're the children who are in your house." And he thought to himself, "Okay, well, we're gonna get down, you know, and make sure that this is not somebody joking with me." So he went into a closet and turned the, you know, there's no light in there. And he held up three fingers and he said, "Well, what am I doing right now?" And she said, "You're holding up three fingers." So this guy, I mean, he's really connected to the spirit world and to ETs and so forth.
Or something strange is going on, that's for sure. Now, did I just hear you say he was called by his own number?
Yes.
Okay, so was this on a cell phone or a landline? Cell phone. Okay, yeah. Gene, you're the tech expert here. Is that even possible?
What, calling on a cell phone? Calling yourself on a cell phone. I don't see how you can call yourself. If you call yourself, it's like it's just going to give you an error tone or something. I'll do it if everybody wants me to test it right now. Here, I'll try to call myself. Let's see what it does right now. I have my iPhone, and I'm going to call myself here, okay? So I am now dialing my number. You hear that? Okay. And let's see what it does, okay? See, what it does normally is, okay, what you're hearing there is what you would expect, yeah. Which is when you call your own number, it's calling your own voicemail.
Right.
And the next step, therefore, is to enter your password. So that's true with a lot of phone systems. It's not just my mobile phone. I think any phone with a standard configuration would be that way. You get your, that's how you call up your voicemail.
Right. You're not going to get a ringtone. And it's not going to be the number, it's not going to come up as, you know, call from Gene, right?
No, I've got that too. It's called Google Voice. But we got more to come with Gene, Randall, and Stephen. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.